This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 40 people killed, 60 wounded in an Israeli strike on Mawasi in the Gaza Strip, according to the Palestinian Wafa News Agency. It targeted a humanitarian area in the Gaza Strip, and authorities say dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded. Details about the strike early Tuesday in the coastal community that the Israeli military has designated a humanitarian zone were unclear. An Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral Monday. The man was among three killed Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at a border crossing before the assailant was shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an onslaught and assault on southern Israel. Germany's government announced Monday it's implementing temporary controls at all of the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public. Details from Reuters, Olivia Zolino.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zolino reporting.